Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. And my website is www.jbsba.com. It's a little bit of small business heaven. When you get there, I think you'll find a lot of things that will help you start, run, and grow your small business. And plus a lot of folks who will help you out, like the members of our Brain Trust that now number over 400, including one of the folks who's been with us for a long time. She's our good friend. Her name is Beverly Inman Ebel. She's the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. She's the author of a new book called, co-author, I should say, of a book called Success Is a Decision of the Mind. She's one of the folks who helps us put our best foot forward in the marketplace. Beverly Inman Ebel, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back. And, you know, Beverly, today is the great American Grump Out Day. Did you know that?
No, but that's good to know.
It's the great.
I'll probably pass some on the interstate.
It's the great American Grump Out Day, and that means that we're supposed to go 24 hours without being grumpy or crabby. And I said, you know what? I don't need to know that. I'm like that. I'm perfectly charming and sweet all the time, right?
No, but I do know a couple people I'm going to pass this on to.
It's a great American Grump Out Day, and I don't need this myself, but and Beverly, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
There you go.
Beverly, one of the things that I know that you're about to do is you're about to take on the helm of a national organization as a volunteer, and I want you to tell us a little bit about that.
I am. Next Saturday, June the 5th, in Dallas, Texas, I become the national president, the 30th. National President of NABA, the National Association of Women Business Owners. I'm excited about it. There's been a lot of preparation for it. I have served on the national board for 3 years now. And before that, I served in regional volunteer. And before that, 7 years as a chapter volunteer. So a lot of time has gone into this organization. It's coming to a height next weekend. And it's very exciting.
Well, you know, excitement can have two different faces, can it?
Indeed. It can also be a huge distraction.
Well, it can have, you know, excitement reminds me of the way the Chinese crisis. Crisis. They write crisis with two characters. One is the character for danger, and the other is the character for opportunity.
That's right.
And
that's
so,
right.
So you're, the challenge you have. Yeah, I mean, there's no question in my mind that you're going to do an outstanding job as president of NABO, but at the same time, it's a volunteer job to run a national organization as its executive for a year, so to speak. But you've got a business to run and a family to look after, don't you?
That's right, and I think that is the danger of small business owners. That I think we hunger to be involved in larger organizations. Especially those business owners who might be a sole proprietor, who might work, you know, by themselves, or it's a family operation. You know, we hunger to link up, to connect with larger groups of people. And yet we've got to be very careful that that doesn't consume all of our time, our talent, our energy. A rule that I have is if something really good happens with NABA, like yesterday, one of our just incredible staff members and I were brainstorming over the phone, and we came up with a wonderful idea for our 30th anniversary next year. I was so excited about it that I picked up my list of sales prospects, started calling them. The first three I didn't reach, the fourth one I did, and made, for me, a large sale of, you know, $22,000. And I thought, yes, this is what I've got to do. When I get energy from one, I've got to apply it to the other.
Beverly, stand by. We got to take a quick break. We're going to pick right back up, folks, after these messages. 20 Tail, stay with us. Actually, no, I was wrong. I heard the music, but we have got another minute. Now, when you made your $22,000 sale, Beverly.
Yes. Can I hear those words again? I was wrong.
I was wrong. I thought I heard the music. I got to start paying more attention to the clock. You would think I've done this before, wouldn't you, Beverly?
So
what you're saying is that you made a sale because of the brainstorming that you did, right?
That's right.
For Nabo. Now,
right.
What's going to happen, though, when you give me the next report, maybe in a couple, 3 months from now, it might happen that you would tell me that you lost a customer because you were focusing on Nabo.
Oh, I've done that, too.
That's the danger and the crisis altogether. Now, that is the music, folks. I hear that for sure. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 till. Honestly, it really is this time. I'm Jim Blassingame, who's frequently wrong, but never in doubt. 20 till. Stay with us. We are back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and you know what it means, Sharon? I was thinking about the person I just told you about, Beverly. Beverly, you know what it means when you can't say people's names right? And when you start hearing music, is that early onset? I'm not sure what's going on. When you start hearing music that's not there, you know. But at least I'm not grumpy. That's the main thing.
That's it.
Beverly Imanebo, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. And Beverly, you got a new book out that you've co-authored called Success is a Decision of the Mind. Tell us about it.
Well, I think the title says quite a bit about it. You know, success, first of all, we all have our own definition of it. And it's when we become determined in our own mind to know what that success is and to go after it and not to stop until we achieve it, then we do truly become successful. And success is not always measured in dollars and cents.
It's amazing, it's amazing, it's amazing how much of your success is controlled by what's between your ears, not what's in your hands or not what's in front of you. You know, the world meets you halfway or more than halfway or less than halfway. It meets you somewhere in the middle, and it presents you with events. It presents you with people, and maybe even a little fortune or misfortune. But most of what happens to you in life starts between your ears, doesn't it?
I say it's attitude rather than aptitude.
Yeah.
Give me good attitude every time.
It really
and
makes
so
it
great for this grump out day. We can all practice it for a whole day.
Absolute practice being grumpy. Of course, I myself don't have to work very hard on that, Beverly. But anyway, Beverly, I want to come back to this. We're talking, folks, about being a volunteer. And there are all kinds of different levels, Beverly. You could be a volunteer for the Red Cross, for the YMCA, be a member of the Chamber of Commerce, on the board of the Chamber, at your church, exactly. Take a position with a PTA, coach a soccer team or a baseball team or something like that. There are all kinds of local things that you can do, you know, let alone a regional or a national thing like you're working on right now with Nabo. But these are all, if you're a small business owner, these are all things that you want to do. And sometimes you're asked to do them, and it's a little bit of an honor. I mean, it's an honor, depending on, you know, how you feel about it. It could be a great honor, as I know it is for you with your Nabo assignment coming up, Beverly. But still, you really have to balance all that with the fact that you got a small business and it depends on you.
Among the Nabo leadership, we have a slogan which someone taught to me 2 years ago, and I love it, and I pass it on. Family first, business second, Nabo third.
That's,
I think we've got to keep that in perspective. Otherwise, we can put ourselves in financial harm. We can put ourselves in harm's way. We can also harm our relationships that we have with, you know, your spouses, your children, your best friends. You know, where did you go? What happened to you? And I made the mistake of doing all of that. You said right before the break about, wow, you know, you could have lost a client or you might lose a client in 3 months being so busy with Nabo. been there, done that. That's why I know that when the energy level is flowing, transfer that energy to my business, to my family, and get a bonus out of that. I've lost countless dollars. The first year I was involved locally on the NABO board, I counted it up. I lost $12,000 that year. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not a lot of money, but it was $12,000. And that was because of just my commitment and time that I wasn't able to, you know, be working and bringing in money. And that has escalated. I don't even want to think about how much that's escalated.
But the thing is, Beverly, the beautiful part of small businesses, the proliferation of small business in America, is the fact that, that it does also create volunteers. And, and you know, there's the Adam Smith identified something he called the invisible hand. Adam Smith is the great economist of the 18th century that wrote the book, The Wealth of Nations. And he talked about the invisible hand, which I'm sure you're familiar with. And this is where you and I, operating our businesses in the marketplace for our own self-interest, absolutely being self-involved in operating our businesses, we create benefit that accrues to the society just because of our efforts in our businesses. That's the invisible hand. But what you're doing and what millions of other small business owners do across this nation through volunteerism is what I call the visible hand, the very visible hand. And that's one of the things that we can never discount, how important volunteerism is to America, can we?
That is so true. Giving back is a wonderful thing to do. Not only is it helpful to those that receive, it's helpful to the individual. There's nothing quite like knowing that you helped out. And I know we have all different personality styles and different levels of experiences and egos and so forth and so on. Basically, human beings like to help out. And being able to volunteer in whatever particular areas of interest they have, it's a wonderful opportunity to give back.
And properly managed, with proper perspective, as you said earlier, the NABO slogan is family first, business second, NABO third. Having those kinds of perspectives, properly focused with the right attitude, it really, more than most of the time, turns into opportunity, things that turned out net good for you rather than net bad, if you can put all that in perspective. It's when it gets upside down and out of kilter, that's when it becomes bad. Tintil, we're going to be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Beverly Inman Ebel is our guest. Her new book is called Success is a Decision of the Mind. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, we got Christina Cavanaugh and Chuck Adlick. I'll tell you more about them a little bit later. Right now, I want to get back to our good friend, Beverly Inman Ebel, the author of Talk Is Not Cheap and Success is a Decision of the Mind. Beverly, tell us where these books are available, please.
These books are available at any bookstore. I also have another book I've co-authored, which is Real World Communication Strategies.
I've forgotten about that one. That's not in front of me, but I'm glad you reminded me.
That's all right.
But also give us your website.
Our website is talklisten.com. And if you go on, you can click on newsletters and look at our newsletters. We have a variety of topics. You can sign up and receive this electronic e-sign each and every month, and we'd love to have you do that. You can also purchase the books from us if you want them signed.
Okay, so they can get them. If you want an autographed copy, which I encourage you to do, folks, there's no telling what that signature could be worth in 20 or 30 years. Beverly, now, if somebody wanted to use your services, what would that look like?
If they wanted to use my services?
Mm-hmm.
We do coaching, one-on-one coaching for business owners to help them to become more productive, to help them with their leadership skills, to help them with perhaps speaking, because that's a great way to gain visibility for your business. We do small group training, and we also have keynote speakers if you have an organization and are looking for a dynamic speaker.
All right. And that's talklisten.com?
That's talklisten.com.
That's how you can find her. Okay,
or 888-BECAUSE. That's another way to find it.
Okay, 888-BECAUSE. Tell us about how to find out more about NAVO. So if there's a lady out there who would like to, she's heard about NAVO, she'd like to know a little bit about it. Of course, I've been telling my audience about NAVO for a long time, Beverly.
Yes, you have. I know that.
You're not the first NAVO president I've interviewed, by the way.
I realize that.
Go ahead.
They can call toll-free 800-55-NAVO, and that's NAWBO for National Association of Women Business Owners. They also can find us online at www.nabo.org.
Check that out, folks, nabo.org. And see, ladies, if you'd like to be part of an organization like that, and I encourage you to check it out because I know a lot of outstanding ladies who are part of that and who are not only members but are part of the leadership, like our good friend Beverly Inman Ebel. Anything Beverly's involved in is top shelf, I can promise you that. Beverly, you just got back from Poland.
I did.
What did you find?
I found people that were very friendly, very open. Most of them did not speak English. The few that did, what I found so interesting was that, for instance, we were taking a little tour out to Auschwitz, and the woman who was giving the tour, you know, had a little microphone, and she was telling us about this and that, and she would say, for instance, look to your left, and there's the largest hotel in town, Hoover. I recommend you never stay there because it's awful. The communists built it. I wouldn't even eat their food because you might get sick. Of course, that's just my opinion. That's what I think. And I'm sitting on this little bus, and I'm just smiling from ear to ear like a Cheshire cat. Not only, after 40 years of living in a communist state, not only can she speak her mind, she has a microphone.
Yeah.
And that's what I found in Poland. The few
that
people
great?
That could speak English, they spoke.
Well, you know, that's what's happening in Iraq right now. The previous interview before you was a friend of ours who's on the ground in Iraq.
Ah.
You know, they got 120 newspapers over there now. Did you know that?
Wow, that's terrific.
120 free presses over there, and people are speaking their mind. Isn't liberty and free enterprise, aren't those two wonderful harness mates?
It made me realize that for myself, I'll just speak for myself and not all Americans, that the opportunity of freedom, of being able to say what you wanted to say and to go where you wanted to go, is something that I've taken for granted. And I've traveled overseas many times. This was my first time to spend time in a previously communist country. And it was very touching.
Well, now, what about the, I've got about a minute, Beverly. What did you find about the small business owners over there? How are they doing over there in Poland?
There was tremendous growth in Warsaw. They were building and growing. So that's the capital, and it was very exciting to see that growth. And I was reading some of the business magazines, and they're doing great in Warsaw. In other parts of Poland, we tended to stay in Minor Poland, which is the southern part,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't see much growth. They haven't caught on to tourism yet. I mean, we're also in the Czech Republic. They've got that down pat.
Right.
By the time you get to Poland, you know, their stores, they have clothing, they have food, they have functional things, but they haven't caught on that people will be coming and wanting to purchase unique mm-hmm. things made in Poland. So those were much
that,
harder
I found
to
that in Sweden as well. Stockholm was ready for tourism, but the rest of Sweden, not so much. Thanks,
right.
Beverly, for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you.
Congratulations on becoming the incoming president of NAVO.
Thank you, Jim.
See you later. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.